Bank of Cardiff, this is Amy.
Oh, I'm not, sorry.
Amy, hey, Doug Hoff calling, incredibly.
Oh.
Hi, what's up, Doug?
Hey, I just sent you Rapid Packaging System.
Yeah.
The updated offer with a payoff on there. Just to let you know what happened. This deal came in from another partner about a week or so ago, which it's been just sitting, nothing's been done. So they didn't have it listed. That there was an open advance, and I guess the underwriter didn't notice.
Okay.
Advance had been taking out. So I'll make a long story short, it wasn't on there. It's on the new one. And just to let you know, I don't know if I've told you this, our process of when we get same submission from different partners, first one to get a signed contract then locks the deal.
Okay.
So once they get it, so let's say, for example, you get it in, they can't send in a contract. 2 days later, we'll just say, no, it's already in process with another partner. So, or vice versa, for that matter.
Okay.
So whoever gets first come, first serve, we lock it up, give you the opportunity to fund it, and go from there.
All right, awesome.
Okay,
so I see that the pretty much the only difference then in comparing is just that you guys added the payoff letter for On Deck.
Exactly.
All the other steps look the same. Okay. With these deals, are these hard steps, or would you say that there's any additional underwriting that's done after, we sell these terms to the customer? Like, is there anything we need to be concerned about with, like, you know, the term changing or, like, the amount changing?
No. It's fully underwritten at the pricing stage, which is when it first comes in. It does go to a different funding underwriter who reviews.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that some steps you may send in may create other steps.
Right.
That just happened, you know, because sometimes steps or conditions breed conditions. That's just the nature of the business. But
yeah.
For the most part, as long as you satisfy what's on these, you won't get anything else, and it'll fund and go very smooth. But again, if, you know, let's say you try to tie out owners, like, actually, just a good example is one right now. They sent it with a contract, want to prove that the person is over 50% owner, and the condition that they sent in was a 10-page document signed by both. Well, it was never notarized, wasn't drafted by an attorney, wasn't filed or anything.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to go because it's a Word doc thing that I could probably create on my computer right now and have both signed. So that condition will say, no, we need something else or more or something notarized or drafted or the other person needs to sign. So that's what I'm saying is if you send in the steps that satisfies it, you shouldn't have any problem at all.
Okay. Awesome. I will relay this message then to our rep. All right, so real quick with the Rapid packaging, it says MCA/FixACH, so this isn't one of your direct remit
this
loans,
is,
right?
This is a direct remit loan.
Oh, it is?
What we're doing is a fixed ACH on it, I guess, for whatever reason, because it has a loan product on top. So, yeah, we're not taking it off. It's just a fixed ACH. But it is a loan product.
Okay. All right, I just noticed the verbiage was a little different on this one compared to the other one, so I was wondering if... But then I also see I don't have any credit card statements here, so I was like, oh, how'd you do the MCA then? Okay.
Yep.
All right, thank you for clarifying.
Hey. No problem. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, talk to you later. Bye, Doug.
Bye.